Good morning. The heart of the Christian gospel is that God forgives our sin. It is the most radical, world-shattering idea, so that lots of people find it impossible to believe. Man believes that the best way of dealing with wrongdoing is to punish the wrongdoer by making him suffer. For so many people whose minds have been soaked in the thought that punishment is demanded by the moral order, find it difficult to entertain any alternative, and may even consider any alternative to be utter nonsense. Nevertheless, the good news is that sin, with all its evil consequences, can be abolished and is abolished by forgiveness. Jesus used the metaphor of debt. Just as debt is cancelled by a word so that it no longer exists, so sin ceases to exist by forgiveness. Now, dare we be so bold as to apply this thought to the present almost universal demand that Saddam Hussein and his lieutenants should be punished? Well, let's think about it. The wrongdoer who is punished is made sorry for himself, not for his evil. Or he may be made to feel proud of himself as a martyr or hero, and therefore proud of his sin. Moreover, is there a punishment severe enough to fit this particular crime? And I don't think so. And if this is the case, then the way of punishment does not deal adequately with the enormity of the evil. I believe that Kuwait should receive reparations from Iraq, but again, no measure of reparations can equate with the damage that has been done to property and persons. The whole situation is so riddled with evil that only the most radical and positive cure can create the foundations of a new society. Punishment is destructive, not creative. And in any case, let him who is without sin cast the first stone. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. It's the goodness of God that leads us to repentance, not repentance that leads to forgiveness. Forgiveness involves the basis for a new relationship, for reconciliation and healing. And it's only through the creation of new relationships that the problems and tensions of the Middle East can be resolved. We'll think about it a little more tomorrow.